I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia state lawmakers are working quickly to push bills through the legislature as this year's session has reached the halfway mark. The past week saw movement on bills that would give legal protections to people who save dogs from hot cars, help Georgia farmers produce industrial hemp, and inform patients about their risk of breast cancer. A state takeover of the Atlanta airport has also been proposed in the Georgia Senate. Lawmakers have a little over a month to finalize legislation and send it to Governor Kemp for approval. The 2019 session ends March 28th. Well, a mid-year budget that would add $20 million for loans to farmers and $2 million for hospitals affected by Hurricane Michael has received final approval from the Georgia legislature. The AJC reports that the budget, which covers expenses until June, will now go to Governor Brian Kemp's desk. The state had earlier allocated $55 million in loans for farmers affected by the October storm, but that money was all distributed. Other additional funding will go to paying for K-12 education and the state's Medicaid program. The budget also includes $69 million in one-time grants to Georgia public schools to make safety enhancements. Early voting starts today for Gwinnett County residents and some people living in Atlanta. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
For Gwinnett County, it's a vote on public transit expansion. Last year, commissioners approved a contract with Metro Atlanta's Rapid Transit Authority. It includes plans like adding heavy rail in the southern part of the county and bus rapid transit further north. But residents must first vote yes on a 30-year, 1% sales tax to create funding for the expansion. Meanwhile, for Atlanta's District 3, primarily the west side, a special election kicks off to fill a vacant city council seat. Former Councilman Ivory Lee Young Jr. passed away last November. He served on the post since 2002. 8 candidates are running to fill the seat. The final day to vote in either election is March 19th. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The Army Corps of Engineers is testing the system designed to ensure there's enough oxygen in the Savannah River. It's one of the projects to offset the impact of deepening the river channel. The oxygen level is expected to drop when the waterway gets deeper. Under a 2013 court settlement, the Corps has to prove the oxygen injection system works for the $973 million harbor expansion project to proceed. Prices at the pump have been rising in Georgia, up 14 cents over the past 11 days. According to AAA, Georgia drivers are now paying an average price of $2.28 per gallon for regular unleaded. The state's most expensive gas is in Brunswick and Atlanta. The least expensive fill-ups are in Augusta, Warner Robins, and Catoosa. And in sports, the Braves played the first two of their 32 preseason games over the weekend, losing to the Mets on Saturday and to the Astros on Sunday. They play the Washington Nationals today. And Atlanta's new Alliance of American football team, the Legends, lost their home opener to the Birmingham Iron Sunday, 28-12. The Legends remain winless for the season. Nearly 11,000 fans were on hand for the Legends' first ever home game at Georgia State Stadium. Audra Reed of Atlanta says the team has a chance to create a fan base.
People like me who like football, you want to look at football all year round. So you know how you go through that depressed stage when the NFL is over with? I'd have nothing against arena football, but this is a little better.
The Legends will be in Arizona this Sunday to take on the Hotshots. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.